With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down, and you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hi, welcome back to Drama Queens, everybody. We are into season three.
Love it. Love it.
I love it too. Everything about the wardrobe's good, the acting's good, the storylines are good,
the
dialogue is
hair.
On point.
The hair.
It's
impeccable.
So good. I'm loving it. Okay, this one's episode two. So it's From the Edge of the Deep Green Sea, air date October 12th, 2005. The synopsis here is that it's the end of summer party, the famous end of summer party on the beach. Nathan comes home from High Flyers, but he doesn't tell Haley, and he still doesn't know where he stands on their marriage. Lucas makes a convincing statement to Brooke, and Peyton finds out Ellie is using drugs again, or still. Dan thinks he realizes who left him in the fire. Dan plays detective. This is a great episode. Tim is back. Peyton's the worst DJ ever.
Guys,
we have some great stuff with Kevin Kildner. It's great. Let's go.
I love this episode. I
loved it.
Like, people ask all the time, like, what's your favorite episode you guys have ever done? And I never think of this one. Why don't I ever think of this one?
Because it was a long time ago.
Yeah. It was just hard. It's impossible to remember all of them. But that's what's so great about watching these shows back is being able to remember. So now we've got some answers for people when they ask.
It's like, it's reconnecting memories.
Yeah.
And there's so much sense memory in this.
Yeah.
We all knew Haley's outfit was coming.
We all knew
the beach bonfire was this big moment. We were so excited when the episode started. Oh my God, the doors.
The doors.
And then I didn't even know I lit the bonfire, you guys. Like, of all the things I remembered about this episode, I was like, wait, it's me?
I did this?
So it's crazy. It's like we're remembering our favorite things and then genuinely finding all the things we forgot.
We had discoveries this episode. First of all, I noticed when, like, Brooke and Lucas are kissing in the house or in the apartment and
on the couch,
Haley walks in and she's like making all these snide comments. I'm like, oh my God, it's Joy. Like,
that's Joy.
They just decided, they're like, we're just gonna script Haley as Joy now. And these like zingers are just flying off. And it's such good writing for you in this episode, Joy, because you go from being like, you know, the funny one-liner friend to having to do some real heavy lifting with the Nathan, like the deep Nathan talk, and like chasing him the entire episode.
I think I'm chasing him for longer than this episode. I think this keeps going for a while, and it's really hard to watch.
They're making you pay.
Oh my God. With Hillary, when you looked at Joy in that scene at the end, and you go, well, you can't blame him or whatever you said. I was like, oh God, it hurts to be on the receiving end of that anger. But it's interesting to see, and you start to realize it watching the episode, and then, you know, you realize you're on the same page as the writers when Haley and Lucas literally wind up standing together.
Yeah.
They're having a similar experience trying to earn back the love of the people they've hurt. And it's so beautiful to watch the parallels, because everyone in a way is trying to figure out how to reclaim that intimate territory, even Peyton and Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie's trying to get back in. And it, God, the episode is just really well done.
Kevin Dowling.
I loved his shots, loved his transitions.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know what's great? Some of my favorite things about good directors is that you don't feel the direction. There's a difference between somebody who's maybe new, or I guess new or seasoned doesn't really necessarily make a difference. It's more someone who knows how to get out of the way. They're just showing you the story without trying to show off like fancy camera moves or, you know, one of the marks of a really good director is someone who can do the fancy stuff without the audience noticing that it's being done.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot of that.
Well, just the shot from Dan's fire to Sophia holding the torch at the beach party was masterful. Beautiful.
Yeah. I thought so too. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a lot of beautiful camera work, but it fit so well. The transitions, the movement, it was in flow. And so even the shots that were fancy didn't jump out at you because you were on a ride.
These shots are so fancy,
you guys.
I like a fancy shot.
I want to start talking a little bit about the Peyton and her dad and Larry relationship. I just loved Kevin Kildner in this episode. I love him more and more every time we see him.
Yeah.
And as much as we loved Thomas, you know, we have the situation that we have, and I'm so grateful that we got Kevin Kildner, because he's such a strong actor, but he also brings this really What's the word I'm looking for? He brings this dad energy that's like the dad you want. He's protective. He's showing up. He's so loving and engaged, but he doesn't take any shit.
And it's very grounded.
Yeah.
Like
that's it.
Kevin Kilner built an intimacy with you that really looks like a father and a daughter. It doesn't look like a guy playing a dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He feels like your dad. And you, what I love seeing about you and your scenes with him, Hillary, is that because Peyton finally has a real parental figure, you don't have to act like the grown-up in the room. We see Peyton as a teenage girl who is hurt and scared and angsty and breaking shit. She doesn't know where to put her feelings.
Yeah.
It's like, you look so young because you've got a real dad to play off of.
I hate watching TV shows where parents are just all shucks and super cutesy with the kids because
I do too.
It sets up a false expectation. When I see it on TV, when my kids are watching TV, I'm like, bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, that's not love.
Also, when the kids are super disrespectful to their parents or throwing a fit or having a heart, even I wouldn't say Peyton was throwing a fit,
no, but she
was going through a rough moment. But the parents in a lot of these shows are like, oh, well, I guess I'll get out of the way and let you have me. Like to have a parent that turns around and shows up and says, I care enough about you to acknowledge the fact that you are acting like this, that you're being disrespectful, that you're misbehaving, you know, I love you. And you have to look at the bigger picture besides just what you see in front of you right now. Mm-hmm. We need parents like that.
Yeah. Tantrum is a part of the human experience, whether you're an infant or you're a teenager and you're acting out, or you're an adult and you're still relying on the same coping mechanisms you use as a child. Like we all tantrum. I have been in tantrum in the last week just because I'm like, man, this isn't going my way. And it is so important for the people that love you to be able to show up and communicate clearly with you. And Larry's doing that. And Kevin Kilner so quickly earned my respect because he was like a New York guy. He was like a theater actor and he had these chops and just like immediately put me on my heels. And he was like, watch what I can do. However, the thing we all talked about while watching this was I cannot separate him from Greenberg right now. Like, like it has ruined any Jake crush that I had because I am seeing Dad Larry. I'm just like, oh no, they're the same person. And the whole time I'm watching Larry reprimand Peyton and be like, don't you dare like question the judgments that we made. You don't know Ellie. She's a drug addict. She's dangerous. Mm-hmm. My job is to protect you. That woman is a threat. All I can do is hear Jake talking to 16, 17-year-old Jenny being like, you don't know what I know about your mother. You need to try. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And I think Kevin Kilner, when we filmed this, is very close in age to how Greenberg is now. And just the similarities are.
It's wild. And, you know, I love that they gave him that moment with you of saying, one day you're going to be a grown-up and you're not going to have all the answers either.
Yeah.
Because we do, especially when we're young and we don't know yet that our parents are just people trying to figure it out. We lionize them. We assume they know everything. We look to them like we did when we were little.
Right.
Like, you keep me alive.
Yeah.
And then
you
keep me alive. You must know everything.
You're a hero.
And then, wow. And then, you know, you get older and you're like, oh, are you as confused as me? And they let you take a baby home from the hospital? Really?
Shocking.
Like, wow.
Shocking.
You realize nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I love that in that moment of hurt and anger and confusion for her, he, in his own anger and in his own defense of her mother, is saying like, you'll be the person who doesn't know the right thing to do someday.
Yeah.
I thought that was beautiful.
It's kind of the secret to life, I think, in a lot of ways. And realizing, hitting that moment where you realize, oh, nobody has all the answers. That's, that is the thing, is that we're all just trying to figure it out. And as kids, you look to your parents as these are the people who, and that has to exist to some degree. There have to be structure and boundaries. You can't just be a free-for-all for kids. But to be able to have that realization moment, which happens for a lot of us in high school and college when you go, oh, okay.
But have you guys experienced that in real life now? Because I'm living this parallel universe from when we were on the show. Remember when we were playing teenagers and we had older women like JoJo and Kelly Jefferson, our makeup artist, and Jane back in wardrobe, and these women who were a little bit older than us telling us, like, be nice to each other. Be a good, like, sister friend. Like, show up. You know, like, they were, like, giving us all this advice, and they were just like, it's not that bad. Y'all are so fucking melodramatic. And they were like, you know, they were telling us, I remember JoJo telling us, like, wear shorter skirts while your legs still look good, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so they're, like, giving us.
She was like, you're going to want this on film, you know?
That's it.
Yeah, show it off, baby.
So we
Shake
had
what your mama gave you.
We had these, they weren't parental figures, but they were certainly people that we looked to and trusted, right? Mm-hmm, I've got all these like girls and like actually just young people in their early 20s right now that I'm working with. And I hear myself saying all the same things. It's just this like constant cycle of JoJo-isms and just like, you know, on repeat, I wonder what the next cycle is. Like, I don't know what the next cycle is. Who are we looking to right now that we're going to be in 15, 20 years? I don't know.
Is it all the women who just don't care anymore? They just
maybe.
Like-
that joy, like, fingers crossed. Like, let's just, let's go be
you
real
what,
salty.
Though? It's funny, like, when you say who are we looking to, like, I think about women in my life who, yeah, are in that bracket above us, who I'm watching do such interesting things with their personal brand of leadership. Like, I had Kirsten Gillibrand on the podcast years ago.
Yeah.
And like, it's weird to me that I can text a state senator, but like, I have questions about things going on in America.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can I ask you something? And she's such a badass. And she's just like, well, we could propose a bill. We could solve it this way. And here's the thing. And to see this woman who is, you know, a mentor, she's on that cusp, like JoJo and all those ladies were, of being a mentor and a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I just watch her like lead a state and be a great mom and lean into serving people. And then, you know, you flip it like in our own industry and you look at what Reese Witherspoon has built with her production company. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I was inarguably one of the most successful actresses in the industry and couldn't get jobs that were interesting. And everyone was demeaning to women. And so I just made cool shows about women. And so I love being able to look at those women who are just like 10 to 15 years ahead of us.
Yeah.
And they're nailing it. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to be fine.
But they also still don't have the answers. You know, like,
well, nobody does.
Yeah. It's that realization. It's like when you're a little kid, when you're a little like teenager baby, you think you're supposed to have them and you get really paranoid that you don't. And then you're in your 20s and you're like, but where are they? I'm still looking. And then you hit our age and you're like, oh, I should have listened. Like, they're nowhere. They're missed.
I think it just breeds, then once you hit that point where we're at now, maybe it just breeds, that's the where it breeds the confidence to go, oh, well, then I have nothing to be afraid of. I can just go ask all the questions. I can just go for it in every area instead of, so it's, that's the natural progression, is that there is so much fear and so many things that we're holding onto when we're young. Mm-hmm. And once you hit that point where it's like, oh, wait, nothing, none of that matters. I can just like go for it and do whatever I want and see how it all turns out. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what the next 20 years holds for us.
I think one of the greatest aha moments in my life was when I realized the most empowering thing I could say to anyone and the thing I love to hear the most from other people is, I don't know a lot about that. Will you tell me more?
Yeah. That's a sexy thing to say.
Oh, when somebody's like, I have no idea what the answer is. Let's figure it out together. I'm just like, oh my God.
It's such a relief.
Glorious.
Yeah.
And I do think you're right, Joy. I think that that comes with age. I think it comes with understanding that the fear that you're the only one in the room who doesn't know everything or have it all together is a total myth.
Yeah.
And once you realize it's a myth, you're free of it.
Yeah, because so much of our identity as we're growing up is built around what we wanting other people to like us and wanting to fit into whatever group it is
that
we
deem. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And it's scary to be in a room with people that where you feel like you're the only one who doesn't know what's going on or doesn't. And so we'll make things up, or we come up with things to make us sound like we know what we're talking about. It is so nice to just be able to say, I just don't know enough about that to talk about it, but I'm super interested in what you have to say. And, I'm learning as I go. Yeah. That's super engaging, I think.
And I think when we think about being in this moment where we're looking back, remembering how we felt and also the teens we were playing, you see it as a marker of age. You know, there's that scene at the bonfire where Brooke and Lucas are talking and he wants to seem cool. Mm-hmm. And she's saying she's having a great time, but she really just wants him to say, "Will you leave with me?" Yeah. But he doesn't. He's like, "You do you, have a good night." And the letdown on her face is so apparent. And you can see that it's hard for him to say it. And there are two people who aren't willing to admit that they don't know what the other person is feeling.
Yeah.
So they're blowing it. They won't just ask because it's too vulnerable.
Brooke and Haley are doing the exact opposite things. Like Haley's like, no, I'm going to tell you exactly what I want. We're going to be together and I'm not going anywhere and I'm calling my shot. Meanwhile, Brooke's like, I don't know, guess.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is. There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner.
It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. When I was watching Haley in this episode, I feel like she really was coming into her confidence because of everything that she's been through. There's a little bit of that, okay, I took the risk, I took the leap, and now seeing her blossom into that, not just her snark, you know, the snarkiness in her personality or like, you know, she's much more comfortable in her skin and she's comfortable being able to say like, okay, I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm looking for, which is very different from first season Haley.
Yeah.
Who was a lot more scared, a lot more like kept everything really close to the vest. And now she's just like hard on her sleeve going for it, which is kind of cool. Cause I don't know if she would have been able to fight for her marriage in that way, if something had happened before. It's like she needed to go through this experience of putting herself out there on stage and for the world. And now she can do it in her personal life.
Well, and she needed something that was just for her.
Yeah.
So she could know that it was her as an individual that chose her marriage.
Yeah.
Not her in partnership choosing a partner. It's Haley, the individual, choosing Nathan, the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd always been in partnership before that.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's cool because she's like, no, now I know what I want, exactly what I want. I don't even care if it's what you want. It's what I want. And this is where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's a confidence that's new and it's bold and it's sexy and it's so appealing.
If this storyline of like Haley and Nathan breaking up had happened in like season 6, when we had totally jumped the shark, you would have gone totally like burning bunnies on him. Like they, they turned everything up to 11 in the later seasons. So I love, do you know what I mean? Like they would have had you
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, like stalking Nathan and being like, we're going to be together. So I like subtle but firm Haley. I appreciate season 3 Haley with her good hair and her fucking awesome outfits and that great belt on the beach.
Love it. Loved that outfit. Okay, why do you think that Nathan can't get over it?
Because he's a dude.
Look, what is it about men that has that heart? Because I'll be brief, but I've been through a scenario like this before romantically where, you know, I dated someone for a while and there were some things that I just really wasn't sure about, some red flags and some stuff. And so I ended things. And then a couple weeks later, I was like, listen, you know what? This breakup really isn't working for me. I'm actually super in love with you and I want to figure out how to make this work. And he was like, I just kind of got over you. Like it took me a minute. It was really, really, really intense. And then I got over you. And now I'm like, not really sure if we can just go. I can't like jump right back
Joy,
in
because
I finally healed my heart.
Person. I want to punch this person in the neck.
I do too. No, I did too. Because we spent the next like 2 years trying to figure out how to be together. And finally it was just like, oh, I give up. I'm like, well, I can't keep. You got to figure
like,
your
it
shit
is
out.
It is now scorched earth. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Bye-bye.
But you know what? I mean, I don't know.
But
it's
dudes
one
do
thing
that.
I think,
they have like a, they have this wall. Go ahead.
But I think people have that.
Yeah, people have
like it's
have
one
it.
Thing if someone says, I'm not sure, I'm scared, I don't want to do this. And then, as you're saying you did, comes back and you say, actually, I was scared because I'm so in love with you and I'm still in love with you and I've learned something. That's a person having an emotional experience.
Has no one seen a movie? Like that's how every good
hello?
Duh.
but there's also the reality of when someone breaks your trust, maybe that's emotional trust, but also there's trust. And Nathan is sitting here going, you cheated on me with someone.
Mm.
You kissed another man.
I forget about
and then
the
you
kiss.
Left with him. And like, look,
that
I know
is
it's
different.
I know
it's a bad look.
Yeah, it's different. And I know in the world of like cheating, it's tame. It's a kiss. It's not like, you know, she went and slept with this person or had a month-long affair with this person. Granted, it may have been an emotional affair, but like, if we're talking
in
about our shit,
school,
y'all, I've been through infidelity. On. You want to see my scorched earth? Like, the door is closed. The drawbridge is down. I've put alligators in the moat and I will kill you if you come close to me. Like, it's just like, goodbye. It's
you
a goodbye.
Alligators in your moat, Sophia.
Oh, yeah. Alligators in the moat. Oh, I'm just like, I'm like, try coming to the castle, I'll kill you.
Oh my God.
So, I don't know.
I love it's like, this.
So, look, could I get over it if someone said I made a mistake and I got kissed or it happened and then I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I could probably get over that. I would be bummed. I don't know if I could get over it if my partner was like, this thing happened and it was really uncomfortable and then I realized it was uncomfortable and I got out of it as quickly as I could and then was like, but I am going to go on a book tour with this person. I'd be like, what? Get the fuck out of here. So,
that
I don't
was
know.
The, I 100% hear what you're saying. Because the first flub, the kiss isn't the thing. The tour's the thing.
Yeah.
The tour with the kiss guy.
Yeah, that's the choice.
It's a big choice.
God, well, here I was feeling real bad about how bitchy Peyton was. And now Sophia just talked me right out of that emotion. I'm good with it.
Peyton was the alligator in the moat.
Oh, tell
in this
me
episode.
About it.
Oof, you're right. That's a really big deal. And for a high schooler, and especially somebody like Nathan, who hasn't been emotionally vulnerable with anyone except this girl, like he finally laid it all out for her. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, okay, but just sit here with your emotions and deal with it because I got to go do my thing.
I'm leaving on this bus with this guy you're very threatened by.
The okay. Yeah. Guys, we have to do an abbreviated version of these episodes as grown-ass women. Were we talking about doing like drunk history, but drunk OTH?
Yes. Drunk
please.
OTH history.
Okay, but you're going to have to sit here. Awesome. Just awesome.
Don't be mad. I'm just going to go get on this bus with the guy. I only kissed him the one time. You need to relax.
It's fine.
I'll see you when I see you. Everything's fine.
Trust me. Okay.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
But you know what? I love it a lot. You know what I think is interesting, though, is like, Joy, even hearing your perspective where you're going, why can't he get over it? Because as a viewer, how she feels for him is so apparent to you and to the two of us. And that's why it works. I think that's why the audience always rooted for them.
Yeah.
Because the audience knew what Nathan didn't, which was she didn't mean it. She didn't love that guy. She loves you. Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's such a fun relationship to watch because he's going to heal the way he needs to. And he's going to take the time he needs to. But we all, as viewers, unequivocally know that he's the guy for her. And
we're screaming at the television. It's like when you see someone go into a haunted house. You're like, don't
go up the stairs.
Because the babysitter going upstairs.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You know, it almost makes Antoine's philosophy of only reading your parts of the script make so much sense. Because how could James play this frigidness with Haley if he knew all the things that we know, that we see? That makes total sense.
He's doing a great job, though. Oof. I mean, that is cold.
Angry James is the scariest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to, you're like, please don't ever be mad at me.
Now, listen, once he levels up into Kevin Kilner territory and starts playing Mad Dad, you just sign me right up. Because I think James Lafferty as Mad Dad, for sure.
Because totally. James doesn't explode. James is just done.
Yes.
He just, you know what I mean? And Nathan's the same way. It's like, there's no explosion. It's, the walls, the drawbridge is up. There's alligators in the moat. And there's no way
in. Are you saying we're similar? Yeah, no, it's done. True. It's actually very funny because seeing Brooke and Nathan in their parallel in this episode, them winding up alone together, watching Haley and Lucas walk off.
Great moment.
I loved that moment, but you know what bummed me out? I do remember we shared a moment, James and I. You know, Brooke is standing there, Lucas has just left and said, I'm the guy for you, and you're going to see. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's wondering if she can trust him. Haley has said, I'm not going anywhere. And Nathan's like, yeah, okay. He's like, he's got to wait and see. Is she really going to stay? Are these two going to prove it to Brooke and to Nathan? And I remember in the blocking when Lucas walks away from Brooke, standing there, you know, it's so weird to talk about our characters.
I know.
I like took a step away from the lifeguard boys. We, Brooke and I, we walked away from the lifeguards and then
Jay, you have to change James your pronoun on this screen.
I'm so confused. I'm like, what am I? And then James walks up to me and we watch the two of you walk away. And I remember there was a take, as you would, where we looked at each other and then we looked at you two. And I understand the direction. They wanted to discern that it's a much farther road for Haley and Nathan than it is for Brooke and Lucas. And so then there was the request to don't look at him. You know, you guys standing side by side communicates it enough. And maybe you're hopeful. And that's what made it in the episode. Brooke and Nathan never make eye contact. And Brooke kind of smiles thinking like, oh, wow, he's really showing up. And I get it. But man, I missed these two people having their moment of like, wow, we're kind of on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
that's what's so interesting about what we do is it's art. Like everyone has an opinion and there's a million versions. It's like sliding doors. Both scenes would have worked, but our director liked it better that Brooke was happy and didn't look at Nathan. And it's so cool to me that like every version has its own life.
Well, because Brooke's also the only person not wallowing in anything right now. Like, we needed you to be the sunshine in that little yellow shirt because you were like the only
you
one.
You had so much fun. You know what I realized in this episode? What? Brooke single-handedly embodies every character on Sex and the City.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All of them. You're all of them. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. Tell me
totally
more,
got,
Joy.
She's totally got the Charlotte mom energy right now, like taking care of everyone. Mm-hmm. The skinny dipping, you know, running around, playing with all the boys, Brooke, that is what's Samantha. Mm-hmm. And then what's Cynthia Nixon's character's name? Miranda. Who's like into politics and she's like
running
super,
for stuff.
Super, you know, and she's like, getting into politics and education and, you know, caring about causes and all of that. And then Sarah Jessica Parker, who always has the most amazing outfits and who's just like super emotionally raw and vulnerable and always just wants to be in the right place with the right
this
man.
This is the best day of my life.
You did it.
This is the happiest day
check,
of my life.
Check, you don't check, check.
You don't even need to watch Sex in the City anymore. Just watch Brooke in One Tree Hill. That's
done.
It.
Oh my
done.
God.
That's such a good observation, Joy.
Wait, my face is so red.
Wait, so then do you get to pick who your Mr. Big is? Like in all of OTH like history, who is Brooke's Big? I mean, you can go wide here. Oof. You can do anything you want. You literally made the closet door boy lists this episode. So
I really did.
You could put
the
any
famous boy
big
lists.
On there. You know what? I'd even open it up to all of the Warner Brother like CW shows.
Oh,
like Brooke Davis got around. Like, who's her big?
Oh, man, why wasn't there a Brooke crossover on like a million other episodes? Brooke could have been on like any other show.
Brooke should definitely have gone on Gossip Girl and slapped one of those boys for being bad behaved. I kind of feel like, honestly, I think if we hadn't been robbed in season two, I think Uncle Cooper probably would have been Brooke's big.
Oh,
ooh, that could have been
good. The older guy
who
has a big career and the whole, you know, but then they chickened out. So, which I get. I mean, I should not have as a teenage character been
dating. No, I thought he said that was going to be for the 5-year jump that they were going to put you guys together.
Yeah,
that
was. You're right.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
It's still.
So he should have been it.
Yeah.
He should have been Mr. Big.
Oh, you and Coop would have been.
That would have been.
Thing, man.
Yep. Yep.
That would have been really nice.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/drama. Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. Can we talk about Lucas and Nathan on the River Court? Because, Joy, you made really good points about James's energy being very, like, clear and kind of shut down. And while we were watching the scene, there's like a trend in boy acting right now where everybody wants to talk like Batman. And
everybody wants to talk like this.
Makes me insane. Everyone wants to be like, yeah, cool. And boy, Chad just like left it all out on the field. He's like up one mm-hmm. minute and down the next, and he's trying so hard to break through the wall of Nathan. And like, if I can't get your sympathy, if I can't get your empathy, if I can't connect with you that way, then I'm going to tell you to fuck off, you know? Like, yeah, I'm going to try yeah. to elicit any kind of emotion I can from you. I'm going to threaten yeah. you. I just love that our boys acted like real teenage boys. Like they weren't yeah. trying to be hip.
Yeah. I love that yeah.
too. It makes such a difference.
I think that was, it was still that era. And the other shows that were on the air that were in our demographic were genre-based shows. And I even consider Gossip Girl to be a genre-based show because it was such heightened
fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. It was very fantasy, like Dynasty or something. So yeah, it was, I think we were kind of the last of the breed of the Everwood and Dawson's Creeks mm-hmm. and Gilmore Girls, where it was just very natural, yeah. be emotional, be raw. They weren't really worried about their heartthrob status. It was just yeah. more about doing good work. And also that was a huge benefit of being in Wilmington as opposed to being in Los Angeles filming this show, because in LA there's a totally different culture and pressure around mm-hmm. young actors. And to be in Wilmington, a lot of us were theater actors. We had a lot of guest stars that came down from New York as theater actors. And so the work yeah. really was the most important thing
yeah.
for people on the show.
Yeah.
You'd be called out if you weren't going to do the work. I mean, I remember Paul being yeah. like, if you're not going to commit, then don't even say the words. Because if you only go halfway, you're going to look stupid. You know,
Paul told me a story once about, yeah, I won't say who, but he told me a story once about someone who came on the show and had been working as a supporting actor, a recurring actor in one of the seasons. And had been around for a while, but finally got a real storyline written for them. And there was a lot to do and it was highly emotional. And that person came to work and didn't know their lines and was kind of distracted on their phone. And I remember him just being like, I just want to tell you how many people would kill for the position that you're in mm-hmm. right now. And the fact that you have disrespected everyone by showing up here, like you have a huge opportunity. Mm-hmm. This could make you a series regular, but instead you've shown up and showed us all that you don't respect any of our work and you don't respect yourself and you don't believe in yourself enough to show up knowing your lines, and made the person cry. But kind of rightly so, just because he called it out and was like, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. You fucked up.
You messed up. Yeah, it's that. Yeah. It's Larry energy. Mad dad.
Yeah. Well, he was directing, by the way, so that's why he was in the position to say yeah. that. It's not like random.
He was in charge. I cherish honest feedback.
Me too. Yeah.
Constructive criticism is one of the greatest things a human being can give you, and it shows that they respect you.
Yeah.
This new whatever thing where like you're supposed to sugarcoat everything and you know,
that's passive aggressive.
Don't really tell
man.
Someone when they screw up, like, you know, just tell them they're doing a great job, but you know, maybe whatever, maybe it's not a fit. It drives me crazy. It's like, no, be honest.
Yeah.
Care about me enough to give me feedback. Value that I am enough of an adult and that I have enough of an intellect and enough capability to be empathetic, to learn that I have not met an expectation or let you down, and then I can change. It's the crux even of a healthy romantic relationship.
Yeah.
You have to be able to say to your partner, this thing in our interaction caused a rip, and now together we have to repair it. Because if you don't acknowledge that there's a rip, you can't repair it ever. And I don't understand why. You know, my fear now would be that if Paul had said that to someone, you know, they would have gone and complained about him. And it's like, he just gave you the best career advice of your life.
Yes.
You should thank him. You should write him a thank you note.
Yes,
is how
exactly.
far you should go to thank him.
Exactly.
Like, send it by Dove.
You'll go be better. You'll go be better forever after having heard that. You know?
It's beyond the it drives me crazy when they don't give me honest feedback. It's actually vital to an actor as an artist. I cannot trust you as a director or another actor or whatever. Mostly with directors, this is my complaint in episodic when they're just sugarcoating things and moving thoughts.
No, it's good. Like, it's good. It's good.
I won't trust you. And if you don't, if you're not willing to tell me something that's hard or something you think I don't want to hear, then I can't trust you. And how can I put my heart out, take it out, my beating heart out of my chest and hold it out in front of you and this entire crew and the other person in the scene? How can I do that if I don't trust you?
Yeah. Well, because what it says to me is that you don't respect me enough to tell me what you really think.
Yeah.
And respect is
you
required
think I can't handle it.
For growth. And it's interesting when you say that, Joy, it makes me think about the way Nathan talks to Haley in this episode.
Yeah.
Because he does have the wall up with Lucas. He doesn't give him anything at the River Court, but you realize that what Lucas said got in because he shows up at the party and he's just honest with her. Yeah. And he says, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be ready. I don't know if I'm ever going to be ready. I'm going to go do my basketball thing. He literally tells her what his defense mechanisms are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so, oh my God, what a gift that he gives her honest feedback and says, you did this thing. You know, to use your metaphor, it's like you wasted my time.
Yeah.
You've shown me what you think. And I don't know if I'm going to get over it. And it's what a gift. And to hear it coming out of the mouth of a teenage boy.
I know. And how about that entrance with the guitar? It was so cat and
all. Oh my God, I
keep saying this
fire.
About the storyline because they just, I keep feeling like it's Liz Taylor, you know, when Paul Newman in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof finally yells at her in the first, like within the first like 30, 45 minutes of the movie. And she's like, that's progress. Okay. An emotion. You're giving me some kind of emotional reaction. I'll take it. For those of you who don't know the story, Paul Newman, it's multi-layered and
don't
has all sorts of themes.
Don't explain it to them, Joy. Make them watch it.
Make them watch it.
Go watch the damn movie.
You all have homework this week.
Exactly. But it's so, but so when he shows up and puts Tim's guitar in the fire and it's just very like, okay, anger, I'll take it. Great.
Do you know who else
We're
was
getting
giving
somewhere.
Strong, honest feedback in this episode?
Who?
Karen. In Karen's Cafe with Dan.
In that scene. Wait, in that green tank top.
The slow,
she looked great.
God. Just that slow, so steady shot on her when she's like, I'm sad whoever tried to kill you failed. Wouldn't that have been nice? Like, she says it with a smile, and it's not overly done. It's just a glimmer. And
it's a glimmer.
I love that she
masterful.
She can feel Dan baiting her, trying to find out if it's Keith, if it's Andy, if it's her, like who killed me, you know?
She's playing with him. She wants him to think maybe it's me. Maybe he thinks me.
But by the way, you know rather than be a person who's like, oh no, is he wearing a wire? Are the cops looking at me? Did he give my name to authorities? And like acting out of fear, she's like, no, I'm going to admit that I would love for you to be dead. That would be, what a blessing.
Yeah. And I love too that it was a well-written scene because he punches so low saying that Lucas was a mistake. You know, whatever it is, she says, well, something must have been, and he goes, yeah, kind of like Lucas. Ugh, so gross.
Gross.
And immature. Like, he's still 16 years old. Nathan
so
has lapped his father. That's where we're at.
By light years. And Karen absorbs the blow and then deals it back to him slowly. She takes this darkness and Moira manages to not only give such a masterful scene class, but she makes it so sexy.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh my God, I'm intimidated and I love you.
That was Karen taking charge.
It's amazing.
It's always good.
Wait, but this whole crush on Keith thing seems like a weird device. Because as we have new guest stars come in, like, yes, we're paying Kevin Kilner. We're paying Cheryl Lee. Who else are we paying this episode? I don't know who else.
I don't know.
Brett?
Those are the two big stars.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I don't
they
think
weren't
Brett,
paying
they
Brett
weren't
well
because
they weren't paying us well.
but it's like they have to take other people off the docket. you know? And so they're like, well, we'll just get rid of Andy and Keith and let Moira stew over it
but
for
I guess
a little while.
What I don't,
yeah, because Barbara wasn't in this episode either.
Mm-mm.
What I don't understand, though, you guys, is she's lamenting Andy being gone and seems like she misses Andy. And but then it's Keith, but then it's Andy, but then who does she miss? I feel like, I don't know if it's a device to get us somewhere because I don't remember what's coming
I
in
don't
that
either.
Storyline or any of them, I guess. Or if it was like lazy writing where they were like, it's Keith, it's Andy. Like,
you
what's
know what
happening?
It was them pitting them against each other because they were like, hey, listen, man, if you don't agree to this like price that we want to pay you, we're just going to go with this cheaper dude.
That's what I was just going to say. I think they're trying to figure out if they could get Craig back for another season or not. They were just in contract negotiations. So they were like, let's just keep them both in the mix until we decide who's.
It's so dumb. That's when you're like, you got to have creative people in power positions at studios, because if it's just about the bean counting, it really throws
the work
embarrassing
really
wrenches in your creativity.
Yeah, for sure. Ain't that the truth?
And that's our PSA about the executive suite.
Wait, what's going to happen with Peyton and Ellie here? I like that Peyton says, am I ever going to be able to trust anyone in my life or something to that effect? And I feel that. And it's hilarious that she's the worst DJ ever in this episode and that she just keeps playing.
Oh my God, that music.
You guys, by the way, that was good music she was playing. Like,
it was good, yeah. But
Hillary, you are Peyton Sawyer. You're like, excuse me, that was not bad
by the way,
music.
Just because you guys can't shake your ass to it doesn't mean it's not worthy of a beach play.
You light up my life.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a party
God.
Hit if
guys,
I ever heard
it's
one.
It's on theme.
Oh, yeah.
We just lit a bonfire. Oh, read between the lines.
So rough.
No, I said a number of times in this episode how much I liked the music because it was super recognizable stuff. There was like Fall Out Boy in there and there was some like bops from the early 2000s that we all definitely listened to on a regular rotation. Music was becoming a bigger deal on our show. And I really feel like you and Tyler laid the groundwork for that. Because once you guys went out on tour, artists were like, this is like real. If we go on One Tree Hill, it's not like we're playing in the background. Like on other shows, we become a part of the storyline.
That's right.
Totally different. Totally fun.
It's probably why we got people like Pete Wentz to come and be a part of the real storyline on the show.
Yeah, you know, this episode was hard for me because I had a funeral to go to in Iowa for a relative. And I remember going to the executive suite and being like, guys, I'll do anything, but I have to be gone, you know, these like 3 days. And they were like, you can't go. And I'm literally like crying and begging. And I'm just like, please, you have to let me go. So finally it got, and I feel like I may have took like a pen to the script and been like, you don't need me in this scene. There was a scene where Peyton and Nathan had like a whole conversation, like sitting on a cooler. I feel like I either remember reading it or do you remember this?
I don't.
It's not in the cut. So I can't remember if we cut it from the script or if we like filmed it real half-ass and they were like, you know what? Meh. But if you notice, all of Peyton's scenes at the beach party are close-up shots of her at that table. And I did all of my scenes in one day so I could go to this funeral in Iowa. But it works because Peyton is really cut off.
She's
from
on her
everybody.
Own right now.
Yeah. So it was a device. It was a device that worked out fucking great, if you ask
me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Good
job. I'm also glad that it sucks that there's so little humanity in the behind the scenes of our jobs, but I'm glad that you advocated for yourself.
And it just played into the storyline. It's like, I can't trust anybody. Everybody's against me. Yeah. You know, Peyton's grumpy. And Joy, you made the comment, you're like, you and Cheryl have enough of the same like mannerisms.
That's your eyes are similar kind of too. There's enough similarity.
It's
it really
weird
works.
To watch it as a separate person, because at the time I remember thinking like, oh, we're so different, and now watching it as a grown-up, I'm like, I get it.
I mean, now you see
it. I think
it.
She watched you. I think she watched some of your performances and 100%. Was copying some of the stuff that you do.
And you could see it, the parallel between the Peyton and Larry fight. And then when Larry gets her on the Riverwalk and they have a fight, she stands like you. She looks up at him. She does these things that look like you, Hillary.
She opened, like and when you're upset so and you were cool. open, you know, that sort of, it was so, such a young teenage girl thing to do when you're crying to, you like open your mouth a little, like, I don't know how to explain it, but you do, it's this sort of like petulant, like childish, it's great. And she did it. She did it mm-hmm. in the last moment after Larry walked away. And I was like, this actress was watching Hill. She was watching you.
I love
you.
Her so fucking much. When mm-hmm. do we have her on? Have we reached out to Cheryl?
Soon, I hope.
Guys.
God, we got to get her on soon.
I hadn't seen her since we like filmed the show. And she was at that last convention that we were at right before the pandemic hit. And I...
Wait, the one in Wilmington?
Yes, baby. I wept. I wept and wept and wept when I saw her because I just... I love her. She's the only person that could have played Ellie. The only person.
Do you remember how psyched we were when we heard that Laura Palmer was going to be on our show?
Nuts. It was nuts. Because also Moira had been in the Twin Peaks movie and it just felt it felt like we were like kind of getting their street cred vicariously.
Yes.
It was like, they're cool girls. Sign us up. No, this is a fun episode for me. I love this episode. I'm writing it down as one of my favorite of all time because I like the duality of the stuff like Tim being naked with the guitar at the bonfire and Brooke writing the names on the doors, but then all the emotional heavy lifting too. Like when our show hit this kind of stride where the balance between fun and serious were even... Those were our best episodes.
Magic. It felt like the season one magic, all those moments.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
It really did. And it's interesting to see the precursors to some things. Like, we see that gif of the door fight between Brooke and Peyton. We've seen it for 15 years.
It's coming.
I forgot. I forgot how hilarious the introduction of the doors was.
Yeah.
Like, the scene between us is so funny. You wake up, I'm in your room, drawing on I go get you your toothbrush and hand it to you when we're having a conversation and you're brushing your teeth.
It's like, great. Good direction.
Oh, such good direction. And the energy of these best friends. And it starts in this, like, light, happy, funny place. Mm-hmm. Where Brooke is saying Larry's her hot dad fantasy and like they're deciding who gets to have Dave Grohl.
Why does it creep me out?
I know.
I have the reaction where I'm like, oh, honey, don't. Ooh,
you're like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's so lovely to see the fun and the innocence and the humor and you and I really getting to banter and then knowing where it goes. I'm like, this was well done.
Yep.
And hats off.
The Brooke and Haley starting to build this little bubbly friendship too, which is so fun. Cause I think Haley was really disconnected from the girls, even though they tried a lot in season one, there was, I think she still kind of always was like the odd man out. Cause you two had a history together. So it's really fun to see everything kind of coming together now.
And us throwing zingers at each other too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, like it's throw so it cute. At me and I throw it at you. I'm like, well, where do you want to watch us? And you're just like, ew. You know, and it feels, sibling energy.
Quarter past, like, gouge my eyes out or something.
It's my favorite thing. But it's got like sibling energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And everything they're giving us this season, it does. It just feels very alive and fun.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations. And you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on. Take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Well, we loved this episode. We have a listener question, and Ooh. We have to spin a wheel. Are you girls ready?
All right. Hit me with a question. Kay.
Jocelyn is asking, Where do you see yourselves professionally and personally in the next 10 years? Directing, writing?
Isn't that funny? That's ladies? Just kind of what we were talking about in the beginning of the episode, too.
What is she, a yeah. wizard? How'd She's she know we were going to talk about this?
I'm going to get my damn ass on Broadway or the West End for yeah. Christ's sake
yeah.
at some point in the next 10 yes, years.
Please. Hey, hey, Joy,
we'll be in the audience.
Guess who has an apartment in the city? Totally ready for that to happen.
Yes. Taking over. Yeah. Writing, directing, producing, singing, touring, momming, maybe yeah. wifing. I don't know.
Let's I don't see. Know. Let's see what happens. We're going to solicit for all those things. Guys, I should have brought my, I've got crystals over there. I should have lit candles and like brought the crystals over before we started manifesting.
I got a candle lit. Look at this.
Perfect.
I got it.
Perfect.
Love your candles.
I'm burning a candle for us, lady.
I'm manifesting right now.
Calling all the witches of the north.
All the witches.
Just launch into the craft.
Yellow oh, jackets vibes.
Guys, Brooke talked about witchcraft before she lit that fire, and I liked it. I was like, oh, Hillary, they gave us a little kernel.
Yeah, they knew it was coming. We're they like, knew. These bitches are going to go dark later. I honestly want to lean more into just, like, writing. I just had a really good meeting with my publisher, Harper One, about my second book, and it just made me want to write all the books. Like,
yeah,
I think for so long in my youth, I felt like I had to be an extrovert and I had to be like, I had to go places. And you guys know that my comfort zone is literally my cave. And writing lets me do that. So I'll just come out yeah. on our wine tours for Drama Queens. Otherwise, I'm going to be in a yes. cave with the crystals writing books.
Writing
books. Yeah. We're going to get into some fiction, kids.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love that.
It's coming.
It's funny you say that. I have a dream of doing some YA fiction.
Oh, yes.
Because we didn't, you know, we've talked about it. When we were doing the show, we didn't have a lot. It was for us as young women.
Well, no, but we had
and
like,
I want we had more of that.
Geek Love and Perks of Being a Wallflower were the big books, but they weren't necessarily geared towards chicks. It was kind of just like, This is outsider YA stuff.
Yeah. And I think about, you know, wanting to write something for young us. I think about, to your point, Joy, like I take all your adjectives aside from singing and touring. I will not be dropping an album. But
don't say
but
that. Like, you could.
You know.
You could.
Oh, my God. Watch. The universe is going to be like, well, look out, ladies, and the three of us. You know what? I'm down. If
Girls
we want to do something.
Ever?
I'm, yeah. Oh my God.
They're fine. So good.
Twist my arm. But yeah, I think it's more of all those things. You know, I'm reading great scripts and I'm thinking about what I want to act in, what I want to direct. I'm thinking about what I want to write. I'm starting to feel like I'm finally getting out of my own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a really good writer and I love reading and I love, topical writing, like things that, you know, op-eds and journalism, skewing pieces, and to lean into that as a strength rather than say like, no, other people do that. Like I'm finally hitting a point in my life where I'm stopping coming up with excuses for why I'm not good at the thing that everyone I trust tells me I'm good at.
Amen.
Well, did you watch the Taylor Swift NYU graduation speech? Where
no, oh, I thought you were going to say the Taylor Swift documentary, and I was going to be like, yes, I've seen it twice.
No, she was just the commencement speaker, and she talks about, I just saw a clip on the interweb, and she's like, you know, somewhere along the lines, people made it uncool to try, and I'm here to tell you, it's cool to try. Like, try everything. Yeah. Try all the things. And so I hope that our younger fan base in particular heard that, because it is cool to try.
I hope so, too.
Do all the things.
It's hard to get out of your own way and get out of the fears of feeling like you don't want to be the person in the room who doesn't know what's going on. But the truth is everyone loves someone who is trying. Everyone loves someone who's asking questions and going for it. And you're not going to run into a lot of people who want to throw up a stop sign or close a door in your face if you're sincerely you're putting it all out there. Like, I'm just trying. I'm just going for it. And you should be. And that's, I've, I'm can't believe I'm only just now reaching that point in my life where I'm really ready to start going for it and stop again, like you said, Soph, coming up with excuses why I can't, I got this, it's too much, I'm overwhelmed, blah, 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 blah. No. Stop it. Well, just do it.
I mean,
stop
not
it.
To get like too in our feelings here, but honestly, you guys, I think it's incredibly pressing in this moment. I wish it was a little later and we were all having wine. But I would say like we should, it's like, it feels like a moment for like an emotional or spiritual toast because we survived the early aughts on a teen drama. Like that era was so rough for young girls.
Yeah.
And the thing that I have always loved about the two of you, which I'm finally willing to recognize in myself, is emotional resiliency.
Mm.
And we have stuck it out and we have made mistakes and we have continued moving and we've been nice enough to not pretend that that wasn't our reality. We've shared our reality with everybody who's listening to this podcast today, with our fans. Like, we haven't tried to do the thing of like, well, you know, we're in the public eye and we're just going to act like we've always had it all together. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We like, only do messy.
We've been on this journey.
Messy.
We only do messy.
That's the big word.
The point really is messy, like, cheers to emotional resiliency and messy. I love
God
you
God bless.
Mwah, mwah, cheers.
Mwah. Oh, yeah. Mwah. Jocelyn, I hope you're everywhere you want to be in 10 years and more.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
More.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out who is most likely to be something else in 10 years. What's our wheel say?
Joy, that was such a good segue. Oh my God. You're so good.
Sometimes
at
it works.
This.
Sometimes.
That's why she's a good director. She likes a transition. Oh no.
Is this Brooke? I don't know. Most likely to order.
No, it's Bevan.
Yes.
The most character,
to order
not the person.
A pumpkin spice latte. Who's most likely to order a pumpkin spice latte?
It's Bevan.
It's either Bevan the character or Tim.
Yes. Oh, Tim.
This is a
bad.
I think Tim is on the
Our
money.
Skills.
Tim being a pumpkin spice latte guy feels really right
he
to me.
He just loves the
you
life.
Know.
I think Antoine Tanner really? Actually might be.
I think you're right. I think he
in
likes
life.
Them.
Yeah.
No, he just seems like a Frappuccino somebody. Guy. Like, he's like, yeah, but no, I get it. The sweet bit. The sweet
he
bit.
He likes sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our boys. I love our
He's
boys.
Sweet.
Our
He's
boys
like a-
are, they just, they're the best boys. We got so lucky.
I hope they're in the next episode because I miss seeing their faces. We need them. Like they, I think the writers forgot how badly we needed them around us in this show and how badly the audience needed that sense of groundedness of home. They were established in the beginning of this series as a sense of home. And I miss them when they're not around.
Well, let's tag Garbage from Peyton's side of the closet doors. Our very own Junk, Cullen Moss, is in The Staircase and is so good.
He is.
Oh my God. Cullen,
God, he's so good.
Cullen's just like blowing up. He should have like blown up when we were younger, but he's got just the perfect energy right now to be in all of these fabulous things like Outer Banks and The Staircase. So go watch My Sweet Garbage. I love that.
Sweet Garbage.
We love you guys. Thank you for your thoughtful questions and for showing up for us and your continued support and encouragement. And we can't wait to have another week with you.
Woo!
Come on back and check us out next Sunday at midnight or, you know, Monday morning when you wake up. Whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Whatever works for you. We will see you next week for season 3, episode 3, First Day on a Brand New Planet.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.